This episode of Sex with Emily is brought to you by our friends at Jimmy Jane. They do vibrators like no one else does. They're sleek and powerful, and their massage candles are amazing. Plus, we've got an incredible offer going with Jimmy Jane. So if you want to treat yourself or someone you love, and you like hearing Sex with Emily for free, go to jimmyjane.com and use coupon code SPRING for $25 off premium vibrators and other amazing products when you spend over $100. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and our RSS feed. So thanks everyone for listening to the show. You can find me on Facebook. My fan page is Sex with Emily, and on Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E. And I'm here with Menace.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How can we find you?
Just whitemenace.com.
That's so easy.
Everything's there.
That's so easy. And we're also, we're always looking for advertisers. So if you're interested in advertising for the show, if you know any great products that, you know, my listeners would like, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So today's show, we'll be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Topics include moving from one relationship to the next, where to ejaculate, girlfriends not into oral sex, and great sex after marriage, plus sex in the news and a surprising new study that says you should wait to have sex.
Really?
How about that?
This is
our 45. I know. This is our 45-minute show. As you know, we're doing more shows, and we've got 15-minute shows, our little quickies, and this is our longer,
extended
lustrous
version.
Show. Love it.
Speaking about sex and stuff like that.
Yes, as we do.
You're on Twitter. You need to follow, oh my God, Sex Facts.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's good stuff that we can use
in
the show.
Oh, okay. Great. Oh my God, Sex Facts. I'm going to write that down right
on
now.
On Twitter.
Oh,
and there'll
my
be interesting
God.
Stuff that you like.
You should forward it to me. I love it. Okay, speaking of social networking, today someone posted on my Facebook page, and they said, I don't believe that you and Menace really love each other because you say you do, but then you never hang out. So that means that you don't like each other.
We try to hang out, kind of.
We do love each other. We're just busy. We're like so busy.
Look, I invited you to my birthday party. You didn't show up.
I know. I'm forever...
You know what? I extended
but
the
I didn't
olive,
feel well
olive
that
branch.
Night. I know, but that doesn't count because you invited 600 people to your birthday party.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you were invited.
I understand. So life, this was an amazing week. Halloween in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. If you don't know this, Halloween in San Francisco is a national holiday. People here freak out. The whole town is dressed up. I so wish the Giants game last night was in the stadium, or Sunday night was in the stadium, because everyone would have been dressed up. Because people get dressed up here for 5 days. So I went out. Oh, and congratulations to the Giants. San Francisco Giants are World Series champions. And
I'm here in our home. And it went crazy last night.
It was crazy. There was cops everywhere when I was driving home to my friend's house. It was insane.
And my friends got arrested for drunk in public. Yeah.
Oh, your friends. That's a shock.
My buddies.
Your friends? Or were you there?
My friends, who are very wealthy, millionaires being dumbasses, and they got arrested.
That is
so
hilarious.
So they're not like
are they in jail right
punks.
Now? They,
they got out. They were there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sober up.
Yeah.
I've never been arrested, thank God. So anyway, Halloween, I went out 5 nights in a row in costume this week.
Really?
I'm exhausted. Yes.
Did you get a separate one?
I dressed up. No, I kind of doubled up and changed it up. And kind of one night I was a princess, and then I was Queen Midas, like King Midas. Everything he touches turns to gold, but I was Queen Midas. So there's some pictures on my Facebook page. So I was wearing a gold dress and all gold. And then I was kind of like a butterfly the other night, but I was really just wearing kind of a slutty outfit.
Nice.
It was like a butterfly top. it was sequins and pretty. And I had the best time. I was out till like 6 a.m. on Saturday night. It was crazy, man. It was going off. I went to the Burning Man party, which is like this crazy festival in the city. And well, it's outside the city. It was fun.
That's amazing.
I feel so
Who'd
energized.
You make out with?
I did
you...
not make out with anybody. I was
oh,
like thinking
you just had
about
sex?
This.
Who did you have sex with?
I did
with?
Not have sex with anybody. I didn't
Liar!
Make... On my life. I was with friends. I know you don't believe this, but I hang out with my really good friends. We did not. I did not hook up with anybody. I haven't had sex in forever.
What?
I know. I know. But whatever. I will soon. This guy is coming to visit me this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That Where guy are you importing this guy from?
L.A.
L.A. again?
Yeah. But I have really? My other friend in town. My best friend's in town. So I feel like I should hang out with her. But he's coming and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
So that's it. And then, it's, okay. So
it's bros before hoes.
But
Emily.
See, it's hoes before bros for me.
Yeah.
I'm really into my, well,
I know, obviously,
my friends
I
are
know
hoes.
That. We've discussed that.
I'm way into my girlfriends, and she's my best friend. She's in town for a few weeks, and I really wanted to hang out with her this weekend. So anyway, he's supposed to come, but we'll see. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't listen. No, he's coming. I'm so excited.
Yay.
So, and also, I have good news, which you know, but I wanted to share with people, is that I got the Bravo TV show.
I know. That's amazing.
I know. So they're going to be shooting a TV pilot in the next 2 months before mm-hmm. Christmas, they say, but I don't know how these things go.
Yeah.
And it's called Misadvised, and it's a dating show where they're following two other relationships. They're following three total dating and relationship experts in their life uh-huh. and to see how we date and do we follow our own advice. Are we're experts. Do we really know what we're doing? Which is scary.
I won't give away the ending.
Exactly. What is the ending? The ending is that Emily is, I don't know what. But it's funny. So that's it's a pilot, and I'm sure you'll be in it because I'm sure they'll
awesome.
Be shooting us. They were asking tons of questions about how we record, and we are in a studio. We're in a major studio, and uh-huh. we do the whole
multi-million
thing.
Dollar building.
We're in a multi-million dollar
building. We're not in a closet.
We are not in a closet anymore. We're not in the closet or in a closet. Unless you're in the closet.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're gay.
No.
No,
I'm not,
you're
I'm
not.
Gay.
Yeah. So what's new with you?
What's new
I
with
seen
me?
You. We
I
didn't
know.
Record last
I,
week.
What happened? Oh, today I got nominated for Prom King for a social media prom put on by Funny or Die.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
That's amazing. Funny or Die is a great site.
Yeah, so please vote for me because they're having a prom in the city. And so I'm...
In San Francisco?
In San Francisco. And I got nominated for Prom King.
I want you to win.
So,
how do
yeah,
they? How do people vote
just
for you?
Just go to socialmediaprom.com.
And it says White Menace?
Yeah, and you can vote for me.
I'm
so
voting
like
for you.
Five other people.
Can I vote you for you 15 times?
I guess. I don't know how
Is there Prom Queen?
There's Prom Queen, and the funny thing is, because I do another radio show where, like, everyone, like, makes fun of each other.
Right.
They had so many votes that I got voted for Prom Queen also.
Prom Queen?
Yeah, so I'm, like, on every single one.
That is so
I got
funny.
So many votes.
When's the deadline for voting?
November 11th.
Okay, so
go
we'll
to socialmediaprom.com.
Okay, guy, I'm going to vote for you. I'll post it on my Facebook page, too, if you want.
Cool.
I'll promote you.
Thank you. And I started one other little side blog.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've been talking about how I've been drinking and partying and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to get in shape.
Right.
Well, this is very odd. And I know a lot of people do 30-day challenges because we talk about this 30-day
sex challenge. Yeah.
Sex challenge. And there's 30-day challenge. The guy eats McDonald's and all that stuff.
Right.
And, well, I'm not going to drink anymore till March because that's when I'm going to South by Southwest.
Starting
so
when?
I've already started that. I'm not drinking anymore.
Okay.
And I don't really have too many food options because I work so much.
Right.
The only thing that's by me is two burger places and a Starbucks. And nothing by my house because I live in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And all I have is Starbucks on the way home. So I'm going to challenge myself to eat Starbucks
for
30 days straight.
Are you going to eat like their sandwiches
and their
stuff?
Sandwiches and all their stuff for 30 days straight.
Wow.
And see what happens.
So are you going to have coffee too every time you eat?
No.
No, you don't. You're
not
a coffee person.
I'm a big coffee drinker.
They have good sandwiches sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I would kind of venture out and try to make sure you get some vegetables.
Yeah,
maybe
no, they have
a protein
vegetables,
shake.
Fruits, everything there.
Honey, you could also go to the supermarket and you could get some food for your
no,
home and make
but
a sandwich.
See, I don't have time. Once I get home,
I know.
I'm
you
in
and
bed.
I are so. This is why we don't hang out because we're both so busy.
So I made a little side blog to see how it goes, and it's called livingoffstarbucks.com.
Livingoffstarbucks.com. Okay,
yeah,
I
so
like
go
it.
Check it out if you guys want to have some fun.
Okay,
but
I'll check
see
it
how
out.
It goes for
so
me.
So how many days are we on now?
I just started it today.
So what'd you have today? Like one of those chocolate donuts at
no,
Starbucks?
No, I had one of their low-fat sandwiches.
I love their low-fat sandwiches.
And I had a banana and some water.
Okay. Are you starving right now and you want to
kill
someone?
I'm not even starving.
Oh, that's good. You look good. You look healthy and clean. No, you really do. I was going to say, you look cute.
No.
Your hair looks good.
I got a haircut, yeah.
Yeah. You look great.
I'm trying to clean up my act.
Are you?
Yeah.
For 30 days.
For 30 days.
Good luck. I should do that, too. I should do something for 30 days.
Yeah.
What should
Maybe
I do?
Have sex.
I should have sex every day for 30 days. I know. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Sex with families and not having sex. But I have come to realize that there is a certain, now that I have the show, I've had it for a while now, 5 years. But I do think there is this thing with men when they meet me, which I know this might be obvious to many, but for me, I thought, I'm not just sex with Emily. I'm Emily. I'm everything. But there is a thing, like when people try to fix me up, they're like, okay, she has a sex show, but she's not crazy sex girl. She's still really cool. Like guys assume that I'm...
That you're a dominatrix?
Yeah, exactly. They do. Or that I'm like a whore.
Yeah.
And...
Well, yeah, they probably think like since you have a sex show, you're very...
Forward, aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive and all this stuff. And then they go, wait a minute.
She's...
Or they're probably overly aggressive with you, too.
Right. Or they are, some people say they're intimidated. Actually, one guy did say that to me. So that's been a new thing because people always ask me, that's like the first question they ask. They say, how do guys act when they date you? That's number one. Number two, what do your parents think about the show? My parents are cool. And the guys lately, I was just like, oh, they're fine. But then lately I've been hearing more that they're, whatever, what can I do? It's my life. It's my career. And this is my career for the rest of my life. I mean, can't help it.
You're going to find a medium someday.
Like, a medium?
Yeah, like a medium, not too aggressive, not...
Oh, you mean sexually?
Yeah.
Oh, like a balance?
Yeah,
a
balance.
Oh, yeah, the elusive balance.
Yeah, not a medium who, like, you know, tells the future or anything like that.
Right, exactly. I hope that I do one day. No, I do. I feel like I'm on my way. I feel more myself than I've ever felt before. Very comfortable with where I'm at and the decisions I've been making. Like, sex school was so fun. It's done now till February, and, like, that was an amazing experience and all that stuff. So I feel like I'm on a good path.
Yeah.
I cry.
Then who, what, do you have any juicy stories about people that you heard? Like things going on?
With my friends and stuff?
Yeah.
Juicy stories. just friends who are psychotic about stalking guys on Facebook.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Literally, I've had so many conversations with people where they're like, well, I went to his Facebook page and he did this, he did that, and then they blocked him from seeing some of their pictures. I mean, Facebook conversations come up all the time with dating because, like, well, I responded to him and he didn't respond to me, and then I saw he was out, but he said he wasn't out. That's just what keeps coming up, but nothing crazy juicy.
It's amazing.
But it's really changed the way we date. I mean, it's amazing to me, like, I finally, these two guys that I was dating, I became friends with them on Facebook finally, because I think that's another, like, that's another sort of trend now or behavior. I think when people start dating, they don't become friends on Facebook right away, I think, because it reveals so much, but then eventually you do. So these guys I was dating, we finally became friends on Facebook, and they're like all over my Facebook page. They're like, so who's this, who's that? And I just think,
yeah,
years ago you just didn't have it. Now they know all my friends. They knew that I was on Halloween, what I did, where I went. Like,
yeah, it's harder to
there.
Have a conversation because they already know. Oh yeah, I read that on your Facebook.
Exactly.
I read this.
They're like,
that.
Oh, so you do this. Like, my ex-boyfriend calls me all the time. He's like, who are you in that picture with? And
oh,
all
my
that stuff.
God.
I know he still stalks.
We're like 14.
I know. This is the thing. So Facebook, I can't decide if it's good or bad. I still haven't seen the movie yet.
I think it's bad.
Did you see the movie?
I've seen the movie.
What's it called? The Social Network. I really want to see it.
It's good.
You saw it without me?
Yes.
I don't want to bring that up again.
No,
people
well,
think
the,
we don't like each other.
Well, we didn't hang out because another thing is I used to have a different schedule and I worked every single night. Now I have a new schedule. I have nights free. Feel free to ask me to go hang out.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Throwing
that's
it out
right.
there.
I've got nights free too next week. I'm totally free.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go see a movie or something.
All right.
Because we can't drink.
Yeah, we'll go to the movie.
That's kind of a bummer that we're going to go out when you can't drink.
Why?
Just because I thought it'd be fun to get wasted with you one time.
Yeah. Well, there's other things.
Okay, we'll wait 30 days. That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, let's move into some sex in the news. The first thing I got to say, and this show's actually going to air after this day, but there is a sex toy day that's coming out, and I'm a sponsor of it. It's November 4th, 2010, and you go to sextoyday.com, and they're giving away 1,000 vibrators. However, they're going to have a special... They've already gotten like 2,000 people signing up for them. Like, that doesn't mean they get them, but they put their email address in. But they're going to put aside a separate arsenal for Sex with Emily listeners.
Really?
So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, why you think you deserve the sex toy. It's on November 4th. I don't believe this is going to air before then. Probably November 5th this is going to air. So anyway, I was supposed to mention it last week, but that's the story of my life. So Sex Toy Day, it's with mypleasure.com and myself, and we are sponsoring it. I'm going to be tweeting it and all that stuff.
Okay, good. good.
It's on my list of things to do when I get home tonight. Okay, sex in the news. Who's got the spookiest celeb sex life? The finals. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. John Travolta and Kelly Preston. We aren't the only ones who think this twosome sex life is Saturday night nauseating. Look who's talking. Travolta, between the hair and the Scientology and the rumors, is half of it's true. Well, it's a little creepy. Other commenters chimed in. Travolta, hands and pants down, and Travolta is revolta. Have you heard all this stuff lately that he's been cheating on her with men and she's pregnant? She's like 50 and pregnant.
To be honest with you, not even before it was in the tabloids, I've been hearing about that like...
Me too, for years.
Like 10 years.
But it's almost like... I have a friend who's like, if you've heard it's a rumor, it's true. There's a friend of mine, like he used to always read Star Magazine, this was years ago, and he was like, if you read it in the magazine, it's true. So I don't know. I mean, that rumor about John Travolta has been going around forever. So he's top. He and John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Next is Ice-T and Coco.
What?
Coco may have curves for days, and Ice-T may have the stroke barf, but no one seems to want to see these two get down, like, well, themselves. Coco and Ice-T are disgusting, really. He acts like her pimp, and she's a classic stupid blonde. Girl don't even know how to coordinate a sentence and hyperventilates after speaking 10 words.
Okay.
And Cody Brown and the Sister Wives. Have you seen the Sister Wives show? Everyone's talking about the
Sister
Wives.
No, I'm all about the Desperate Housewives.
Are you?
Atlanta and Beverly Hills.
That's on Bravo.
Yeah.
You watch them?
Oh, my God, religiously.
See, this is Bravo. We're so excited. That's going to be us.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the biggest reality show sweeping the airwaves right now and the grossest reality coupling we can think of. Yes, including the Jersey Shore gang. As accepting as I am about alternative lifestyle, that gives me the willies. Also, would it kill someone in that group to be attractive? Why is it all the people you see engage in this stuff aren't the people you want to see engage in this stuff? Damn it, Janet, you're right. Next, last is Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. Sure, the divalicious broad and her boyish husband have a baby on the way, but that doesn't make their bedroom behavior any less painful and awful to think about. One commentator kept it short and simple, and we think it said it best. Mariah and Nick are the most gag-tastic. So those are the five finalists.
Who said that?
This is something that I found on the interweb.
Wow.
Yes. Okay.
I like Nick Cannon. I'm not going to say anything bad about him.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
And I love Mariah, so it's all right.
You love Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Really? Like, love her how? Like, you appreciate her for
her art? Well, she's very talented.
She's a talented singer.
Yeah.
But she's a little, like, crazy.
I don't know. I don't know her personally.
But people get crazy if you get the celebrity thing. All my friends are like, uh-oh, what's going to happen if something? And I think I'm always normal. Not that I'm going to be a celebrity, but like whatever, you know, I think that a lot of times people put this on celebrities, like they make them become crazy because there's so much attention that's given to them and then it just sort of propels them into this crazy land.
Now, Britney Spears, crazy.
But she's in a good place now. I read that I was getting my nails done the other day and
really?
I was reading Star Magazine.
Really?
Yeah. And they said she's in a really good place. She's taking her meds. She's not freaking out. She's not breaking windshields.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I thought I heard something recently.
No, that was Lindsay Lohan, who's like failed her drug test six times. How do I know this stuff? I don't know. Everyone knows this
That's
stuff.
That's weird that you know this, because I didn't know for you to keep
I
up on
I got my
pop
nails
culture.
Done for Halloween, which I'm not a big nail done girl, but I was love it because I get to read all the magazines, and so I just found out all this information about the gossip.
Okay.
And Lindsay Lohan
who
failed
was having
her drug
sex
test.
With who?
Do you know I don't
sex?
Remember.
What's sex is going on. There hasn't been any really
No, but
sex...
there's a lot of divorces. There's like a lot of couple that Courtney Cox is breaking up with so-and-so.
Yeah.
David Arquette.
Yes.
You know what's so funny about Courtney Cox is that you know this, I think, that I get all the time. Like, it used to happen daily. People are like, you look like Courtney Cox. You act like Courtney Cox. Well, and when Friends was on, all my friends were like, not only do you look like her, Emily, but you act like my physical mannerisms look like her. And now there's a show, Cougar Town, that's been out for a while that she's on. Two of my friends called me last week for some reason. They were watching it and they were like, it is uncanny the way you look like her and act like her. And
maybe she
like
listens
her.
To the podcast.
Do you think she does and she's copying me?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So she's getting divorced because apparently her husband, Arquette, whatever his first name is, he decided that he cheated on her and then he decided to get it off his chest that he should talk to Howard Stern. So then he went on the Howard Stern show and was like, yeah, I slept with this woman once and something happened. So that's what he
really?
Decided. And then she dumped his ass.
Yeah, as she should.
But who decides to like let it all out with Howard Stern?
Because Howard Stern can get a lot of stuff
Yeah,
out
but
of
why
people.
Would Arquette want to be like, oh, I really want to like talk about my sexual exploits? I don't know. Anyway, it's funny. It's good
Does
for the
David
career.
David Arquette, he's crazy. I don't know. He has like this crazy show that he's putting on with midget strippers and stuff like
really?
That. Or little people strippers.
Aren't midgets
Sorry.
Sort of done now? Like everyone had shows with midgets and now they're like...
No, I don't know, but I think...
What about giants or something?
Giants, what? Like really large people?
Large people. Tall people. Jolly Green Giants. I saw a picture of a guy who was 7'8 the other day. My friend was showing me her friend who's 7'8 and she's 5'2 and he was tall.
Wow.
That could be an interesting
7'8"?
Show. 7'8"? 7'8". Tall. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we even talking about sex anymore? What's
going on?
I don't
even know. Okay, yes. So here's next sex in the news. Sex and the Suburbs. Famous psychosexual therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer gave an informative lecture for Planned Parenthood on sex in the suburbs. She brought the house down with her heavy German accent, tongue-in-cheek humor, and her words of wisdom on a very sensitive topic. Sex, of course. I heard her speak last year. I interviewed her. She was amazing.
How old
she's
is
like
Dr.
80,
Ruth?
She's like 85 or something.
No way.
She said, I'm talking about sex in the suburbs and the city. You better listen to the lecture, and I hope you come back and tell me that you learned something. I'm talking about good sex, and in particular, to keep boredom out of the bedroom, she said. One question from the audience. After 38 years of marriage, how do we spice things up? Westheimer's response, when you go out for a walk with your significant other or on vacation, always think about sex. So she's right. That you have to think about sex to want to have sex. So that's one of the advice that that's a piece of advice that I've given to people a lot is that if you feel like your libido has been low or you haven't been turned on lately, start to think about sex. Like start to sexualize things around you. Start to think about what it felt like the last time you had sex. Start to like, you know, look at someone that you find attractive and think about having sex with them. I know you do that anyway with people who walk past you on the street.
Every man does that, Emily.
Every man does that. And one woman emailed a few weeks ago that she does that. I don't do that.
Really?
Maybe for a second, but I think more
we
about cuddling.
Her. Cuddling?
I like cuddling.
Remember a couple years ago, I was, for some reason, that's weird that you bring that up. I was remembering there was like cuddle parties.
Yes, we had the person on from Cuddle. There are, those still exist in San Francisco.
Really? I haven't like...
I know.
Heard
I think
them.
They were on the show, but they were going to be on the show. They do these cuddle parties where you just go and you cuddle with people. It's like organized, like 20 people, and you just cuddle. And you hug and used to cuddle. And apparently it's your endorphins go spiking and it's supposed to be
I like
good
cuddling.
For you.
I mean,
would you ever go to a cuddle party?
I don't know if I would go to a cuddle party.
I've been to sex parties, but never a cuddle party. But I know the owner. I met the owner of it who started it. And apparently they do well. It's San Francisco. I went to this crazy sex party a few weeks ago. It wasn't a sex party. It was called a second base party. And it was mm-hmm. at Supper Club, which is this...
Second base party?
Yeah. So women, if they... You had a choice to wear tops, and if you didn't wear a top, you put pasties on your breasts so you mm-hmm. weren't walking around breastless.
Yeah. Breast-free.
Breast without anything on your breasts, covering your breasts. And I chose to keep my shirt on. But it was like a play party kind of thing, but it wasn't that sexual, but there was mm-hmm. tons of people there.
Were they making out?
There were people making out and doing stuff like that, dancing and crazy sex dances with people taking off their shirts with pasties underneath. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of partying. Like, not partying, but going to parties lately.
Yeah.
Like, hence five Halloween parties.
That's amazing.
I'm so amazing.
Halloween, I stayed home.
You did? And,
yeah. I did laundry.
Oh, my God.
But
because you're not drinking.
Yeah. But do you know what? Also what I did?
Uh-oh.
I bought this new toy. And I'm not... We're not endorsed by them or anything like that. But it's a new, awesome way... And I love it to listen to the Sex with Emily show.
What is it?
I bought an Apple TV. It's $100.
You did?
And it's amazing.
Is it a TV?
Amazing. It's not a TV. It's this little box.
Oh, I've heard about it.
It's
right.
This little box
and it connects to your TV.
It connects to your TV. And you can listen to iTunes Radio. You can listen to podcasts. You can check out your friend's Flickr. If you have Netflix on demand, you can watch it on there.
That's
you can rent
so
movies
cool.
On iTunes.
Do you listen to the show?
Yes, and you can listen to the show on it.
That is awesome. I've heard about it.
And it picks up like every single computer in your house.
I have
house.
To get a TV then.
You do have to get a TV.
It's on the
but
list.
It is amazing, and it's a new way you can listen to the show.
That is so cool.
Show.
It's gotten great reviews, yeah. Oh, that's so cool. People have it. A lot of people are listening through Stitcher, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stitcher's one of my other favorite when
I
I'm on the go.
I love listening through Stitcher.
Yeah.
Stitcher on your smartphone.
It's an app. Download it. Stitcher.
Stitcher.com. Okay, brain takes less than seconds to fall in love. This is a new study that came out. A recent study used functional magnetic resonance imaging to see how love affects the brain. Its calculations of love has attracted plenty of attention. For example, the time taken to fall in love clocks in about 1/5 of a second, not the 6 months of romantic dinners and sharing secrets some might expect. Also, 12 areas of the brain work together during the love process, releasing euphoria-inducing chemicals like dopamine, oxytocin, adrenaline, and vasopressin. Love's high is similar to a cocaine rush. Love influences sophisticated intellectual processes of the brain, too. When a person feels in love, their mental representation, metaphors, and even body image are also affected. Overall, they found love is very good for you. Couples who had just fallen in love had significantly higher levels of nerve growth factor, and it's crucial to the survival of the sympathetic and sensory neurons. So some believe NGF can reduce neural degeneration, not a bad side effect. Unconditional love, the type often seen between a mother and child, lights up the common and different brain areas, including the middle of the brain. Not surprisingly, passionate love fires the reward part of the brain, but it also affects the higher order cognitive functions seen in body image. So it's saying that all these that love is good for you and that you fall in love in a quarter second. But I can't believe you fall in love or lust. That's what I don't understand. I don't think that you really fall in love in a fifth of a second. Do you think you do? You fall in love all of a sudden?
I think I fall in love pretty easily, but in and out pretty easily.
I fell in love for you. I was waiting in the lobby and there was this hot chick that came out. And I'm like, I bet Metis is banging her.
Which one?
She had long dark hair and she was thin. She was cute. I was like, oh my God, do you know Menace? I didn't say that. But I wanted to know. Anyway, so you fall in love right away. But it is true that when you're falling in love, that's why whenever we have that euphoria, that 3-month high when you first like falling in lust with someone, it's literally changing your brain chemistry that you are feeling like, you remember when you got engaged right away? I mean, you were like, all your chemicals in your brain were going crazy.
Yeah. Going crazy is right.
And then they came back down and decided like, not to get married.
Yo, what are you doing?
Oh, menace. People always ask about that. But you're in a good place now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't you think?
With you.
I know. I love it.
We're in a dim room and we're talking about sex.
We are in a dim room.
Well, it's not a hard life.
I love my life.
Yeah.
I feel very lucky that we get to talk about sex for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad rap. It's true. We could be laying bricks.
And thank you to everybody, though, that supports us.
Yeah, I don't know if I thank you all enough because we are in top 10 in iTunes, and this is my life. This is my livelihood, my life, and I live for it in all those ways. And I could not do it without everyone. And I love your letters and hearing from you. And we're going to get into mail in a second, but first, a word from our sponsor.
All right.
Tune Up Media. Okay, tuneupmedia.com is so awesome. It changed the way that I listen to my music because it cleans up your iTunes completely. So you use it and it clean, intelligently identifies and fills in missing information using acoustic fingerprinting, the same technology that powers Shazam for the iPhone. It fills in your missing album artwork with cover art, so there's no more gray music notes or holes in the cover flow. Plus, do you know when you have like track 001, track 02, and you don't know where they came, you don't know what someone made you like a mix CD or just didn't work out? It literally cleans up everything. It added album art to all this stuff that I didn't know what songs were. It changed. Like, I'm excited to listen to my music now because of TuneUp.
I need to do that.
You got
to
check it out.
I've known about it for a while. I just haven't gone on my iTunes and loaded everything in there.
It is the coolest thing. It's like one of top selling piece of software. So you can get 20% off TuneUp Gold with promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout. It's good through November 30th, 2010. You can find out more about TuneUp by visiting ilovetuneup.com. And they also have something called Tuniverse, and it allows you to watch music videos, read artist bios, catch up on latest news, artists, and more. But really, it cleans up your friggin' iTunes. I mean, your iTunes a mess. Mine is a mess.
Oh,
it
mine's
was a mess.
A mess. And I just, also, when I bought my Apple TV, I bought a new, iPod.
You bought an iPod?
Yeah.
I thought no one does it anymore because they have iPhones.
My iPhone is so messed up.
Okay.
So I just bought a little tiny
one. You should do this TuneUp. I'm serious. I figured it out, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know it's easy. So it cleans everything up. So everyone, check out TuneUp. Let's get into some mail.
All right. That's
emails.
What I like.
Thanks, everyone, for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some of you emailed me through Facebook. However you can find me, you can email me. Hey, Emily, I found you on Stitcher, and I was wondering. I got out of a relationship of 9 months with a girl I was truly in love with, but we fought a lot, and it wasn't fun. I'm with someone new now, and it's only been a few days since I broke up with my ex. A lot of people think it was the best thing to do, and I should have done it before. My problem, I still feel bad and have doubts about the breakup. How do I get rid of this feeling? Thanks, Steve. OPS. I'm turning 16 in December. You're just a young 16-year-old.
Is that a joke email? Did somebody write that in as a joke?
It might be a joke.
P.S. I'm 16.
I don't know. It might be a joke. Do you think it's a joke? I never know. Do you think it is? I mean, I would say you shouldn't be dating anyone longer than 9 months when you're 16. Go out and have fun with this new person. You did not make a mistake. You're not marrying the person that you're dating at 16. Yeah.
16 and you went out with somebody, that's a good run.
9 months at 16? Yeah. I mean, that's who even does that? That's a good run for 16. Yeah, maybe it is a joke. But anyway, if you're listening and you just broke up with someone and you're with someone else, I do think it's good to have a grace period before you jump into another relationship. But sometimes it's hard because you, A, don't want to deal with the feelings of the breakup. So you immediately spike your endorphins by meeting someone new. Mm-hmm. And then you want to get into that relationship again. So you're avoiding feeling the pain. I used to do that a lot. I used to always go from one to the next. Literally, I would break up with someone and that night I'd go out and meet someone new. And even though I wasn't ready, I would start dating that person. And I stopped doing that. Like, it was a bad pattern. I mean, I thought for me it was an unhealthy pattern because I was never without a boyfriend. So I changed that. But I think that you need some time.
Yeah, you're
just to heal, just to sleep around.
It's crazy. I know people like that.
Do you? That are never single?
I know this girl. Yeah. I know this girl since high school. I haven't been in high school for, like, I don't know, 12 years now or something. Ever since then, she's had a boyfriend back to back to back to back. Yep. Never been single. I'm like, can you stay single?
I did that in my 20s too. Exactly. It's just the one that you talked about that it was always the wrong timing and another one. You've got a few of those. But I was like that in my 20s. Everyone's like, oh, Emily, you're the girl with always has a boyfriend, always a boyfriend. But I'm not. The last few years, I don't have boyfriends. And I'm really proud of myself because I broke a pattern. Mm-hmm. Life is all about breaking your patterns that are not healthy anymore. And it's a lifelong struggle.
Who are you going to end up with?
I don't know. I might not. But I think I will. My mom thinks I will. She keeps waiting. She's like, wait, I'm waiting for the phone call when you call me and you say, Mom, I've met the guy. But I don't know if it's going to happen. Yeah. I'm not doubtful. I think it will when I'm ready, but I don't feel even ready right now. How crazy is that?
Really?
I don't feel like I'm ready to meet. I just feel like I'm so focused on my work, which you can appreciate. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot going on right now, and all I want to do is work. And I've had guys ask me out. I'm like, sorry, got to work tonight. Got to write my sex tips. Got to write this. Got to do that. Which could be looked at as avoidance. Maybe I'm avoiding meeting someone, but I really think I'm just have a lot going on, and I'd rather just get that shit done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there you have it. Emily Menace, I listen often, loved the orgasm tips, and I think every single one of them would work on me. If you ejaculate in my face, it's a special occasion.
Sweet.
That stuff is earned, and only if they want it and I'm prepared. It's about love, that ejaculation. And like Menace is all about pleasure for the girl, most of us really want to please our men. Meg from Long Island.
Meg.
You're all about pleasing the girl, Menace? Since when are you all about pleasing
the
girl?
I've always been... You never listen to anything I say.
Do you say stuff?
I say I go. I go as long as until she gets there.
That's true. No, you're right. You do. I just never.
It's a science, everybody.
It is a science. It is. You have to pregame or something. Okay, so she likes. Well, this is coming from a conversation we had about ejaculation on the face, and I believe Menace, you brought that up.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I like it. Who doesn't?
Like it? I don't. Some women don't like it. Some men don't like it.
They think it's
some
degrading. Men think it's degrading. Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Let them come on your face. No.
Yeah.
But she likes it, Meg from Long Island. So why not?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with anything. If it makes her feel good and hot, why not?
If she likes it and it's earned. If as long as she doesn't make them bend over backwards for it, then I totally support it.
I support you, Meg. If it turned you on, then I'm okay. That's the thing about sex. Everyone's like, am I normal? Am I okay? It's like, if you're okay with it, I'm fine with it.
Can I ask something if this is normal? Sorry to go off subject because I was just thinking of actually the Real Housewives of Atlanta because I was watching them last night. They're talking about putting sugar in the vagina.
Bad, 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 bad. Do not put sugar. Do not put like whipped cream. That is bad for your vagina because it creates bacteria. Yeah. They were talking about doing that.
They're like, sugar, you got to like put real sugar, like powdered sugar and sugar in the vagina.
That is so wrong.
It was one girl on there.
It's so bad for you to put any sugary substances. Really, you have to be careful about what you put your vagina. Even if you're using a sex toy, you should make sure it's clean. If you're using lube, make sure it's like the right kind of lube. Like don't.
I thought it was
so many
crazy.
Infections. That's crazy. Well, first of all, how did this even come up on The Real Housewives?
They were just talking about guys performing oral sex on women. And she's like, "Oh, you gotta put sugar in the vagina."
She said that.
I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I don't think that's right.
That is so not right. You have to be so careful. You get an infection. People, don't try this at home. Don't try that. That show." I've seen that show because they always played at my gym. That's the only time I watch TV is at the gym every day. When
I love them. Don't talk bad about them. I love them all.
Who do you love?
I love them all. Do you really?
And the Beverly Hills one is good too?
Yeah, it's cool. I still can't tell them all apart. But what
they all look alike. I saw the preview.
But what I like about the show, and I only like it because somebody else mentioned it, is they actually are the ones that really have money. Like, all the other shows kind of pretend they have money,
right?
Whatever, when they really don't. But these girls really do have money because they're going, and you actually get to see cool things that they get to go do.
Right.
Like, they go, one of the husbands owns, like, the Palms. So they get to go see the awesome rooms. And they, one guy owns the Sacramento Kings. So they go courtside and all this stuff. And that's cool.
That is cool.
That's what I like about the show.
They want you to have money on those shows.
Yeah, but I really can't like...
Okay, so donate to my show so I can have money when I record the show.
Yeah.
I have a donate button on my website if you want to support the show.
So you're not in like a shack when they show you on TV.
No, my apartment's cute. You've seen it.
Yeah.
But it's not that cute. No, it's really cute. But it's not like palatial.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Okay, dear Emily, just happened to come across your show on iTunes last night and downloaded a few episodes. Listened to my first quickie episode this morning on my drive to work. Works out great as my drive is about 15 minutes. It was the orgasm show. I really enjoyed listening to your banter back and forth about things with Menace. Here's one thing I wanted to comment on. I'm now in a relationship, just under a year, and the sex is amazing. However, there are a few things I'm pretty new to. One, she's not too eager to get into oral sex. She likes giving, but she's really shy about receiving. I told her how beautiful her body is, but it's a slow process. That's fine for me. I can wait. The other thing is that it's interesting and new for me is that when we have sex, she's very interested in making me orgasm first, and then afterwards she pulls out a little vibrator and gives herself an orgasm. It seems that either I or she doesn't have the ability to orgasm from penetration. Mind you, there have been a few times where I've manually stimulated her to orgasm, so that's good, I guess. There have been a few other times when I just keep going like the Energizer Bunny and don't orgasm. It tends to drive her nuts and feel that she can't make me orgasm. It's not true at all, but there are just times when I don't do it. Anyway, I thought I'd share and see if you had insights, if I'm odd or not. LOL. Okay, you're not odd at all. Only 30% of women, 35% of women, whatever the stats are, can actually have orgasms through penetration alone. Most women need direct clitoral stimulation, so it sounds like she's taking care of herself at the end, and that's totally normal and fine, and you shouldn't beat yourself up that you can't have an orgasm. And the fact that you can't always have an orgasm, I think that's normal too. I've heard that a lot from men. I've actually experienced that with a guy that just didn't every time. It's not as normal as it is for women. Mm-hmm. Not as normal. It's not as common. I mean, it's totally normal, but it's not as common for men. Men usually can more so, but there's nothing wrong with you. You got no problem. I don't have his name here, but he didn't give his name. But there's no problem with you. And oral sex, I wonder why. I mean, I might try talking to her about it, why she's not into oral sex. Maybe she had a bad – I know you tell her that her body's beautiful, which is really important, and you tell her that you want to. But some women just have shame around their body parts, mm-hmm. and they might have had a bad experience. So maybe you could find out a little more information. Don't pressure her, but just maybe you could find out more and start slowly. You don't
or
have to
tell her it's all good and have her keep on giving you
– Exactly. Have her keep giving you oral sex. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Because some men.
I don't see a problem.
Men
here.
Is some men enjoy.
Oh, yeah, because you fully support those men. I
men support. Some men really like performing oral sex on women.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, Menace.
Okay. We're not going to get into this.
I don't even get into that with you anymore. I've changed. Hey, Emily, Menace, and crew. I found you on Stitcher. Whoa. Just listen to my second podcast. Here's my question with some background. My wife and I have been married and together for 26 years. She told me when dating for a while that she could not conceive due to her high testosterone and other hormonal issues. 4 children later, after some rough times, going without for 6 months at a time, our sex life is in super high gear, and I've received my 4th, 5th, and 6th oral sex complete with my first ejaculation in front of her that was not in her. All this within the last 2 weeks. Our communication is way better, and she lets me know what gets her off. Sorry, long email. Here's the question. First of all, amazing, you 4 kids and you're having great sex. So
and
happy for you.
And you're able to write everything down in detail.
I know. I love
numbers
it.
Numbers and stuff.
4 children. 4 orgasms. Carol is very hairy. Hairier legs than me. Hairy chest and back.
Okay.
When, if at all, would it be a good time to ask her if she would be interested in doing a little laser hair removal for her facial beard and maybe breasts? Do you think this is a joke? She no. orgasms as a she There's orgasms. Some married chicks out there. No, I know. She orgasms as a suck and pinch her nipples. When I suck and pinch her nipples during foreplay. Avec admiration et amour, Michael. Michelle. Okay, so when do you bring this up to a woman? That is very, very tricky. How do you say to her, I want you to remove your hair? Well, I would say you could just say, honey, did you ever think of, you know, I think it would be hot if you got rid of some of that hair. I really don't. Has she ever brought it up? Is she ever self-conscious of it? Maybe you could like kind of play with it a little and be like, did you ever think of getting rid of some of that? Or I don't know. That is a tough one because I know women are super, men you can kind of be like, dude, you got a hairy back, get it waxed.
Yeah.
But with women, I think it can be super sensitive.
Yeah.
And some women love their hair. I've been put in this situation. Have you?
Yeah, well, not like that extreme. I'm just talking about the lower region. I was just like,
hey. Yeah, so what do you do?
I kind of just, after a while, I just said, you know what? If she gets mad, she gets mad. And I said something, and it was all good.
What'd you say?
I was just like, hey, you know what? I kind of like it.
Bare?
Groomed a little bit more, yeah. And she's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then it was fine.
I had a guy email me once, and he's like, hey, before I saw him, it was like a long distance thing. And he was like, hey, so what do you think about, like, grooming down there? Do you have any preferences? And I was like, whatever makes you feel good. Whatever makes you feel good makes me feel good. Because I really don't. I'm not caught up with that. But I can see men with women. That's all they see is that. So yeah. I would say just say something to her. I mean, you've been together.
Yeah, find out if she said anything.
26 years. I would think that you can broach this subject with her.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are in it for the long haul.
When maybe she's sleeping, bust out a razor. Do it yourself.
Oh, maybe not. But you could maybe you could buy her laser hair removal treatments for her birthday.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, after you discuss it. I'm a huge fan of laser hair removal. Ever since I mentioned that, yeah. We got tons of emails.
But go
about
to a
that.
Good place because I saw it on Oprah and they did bad ones.
They did?
Yeah.
What do you mean they did bad ones?
Like it was bad, it left scars. So go make sure you go to somebody that has like a couple stars on Yelp or something.
Seriously, right. Yeah. I know one, Smooth SF, if you come to San Francisco, you got to go there. Okay, I've got a quick sex story that I want to get into. Okay, this is a new poll that came out as well, a new study, and I just thought it was really interesting. Delaying sex found to lead to a more satisfying relationship. Sometimes a one-night stand lasts for more than a night. A random hookup becomes a boyfriend or a friend with benefits evolves into a girlfriend. But a new study suggests couples who start a relationship based on physical interaction may be less satisfied in the long run than those who delay sex. It's kind of a puzzle because you think, why would it matter, right? Who says University of Iowa sociologist Anthony Hupak, who specializes in the study of sexual behavior, to find out. The researchers conducted exhaustive interviews with 642 people in relationships and found that 56% of them had waited until they were seriously dating, engaged, or married before having sex with their partner. The others had their first sexual encounter with their partner while they were casually dating. So on a scale of 1 to 5, the participants were asked how satisfied they were. Those who started out as non-romantic sexual partners gave an average rating of 3.8, but those who waited until the partnership were serious to have sex noted an average score of 4.2. While those who had sex earlier were on average less happy in their relationships, he found that the problems weren't necessarily a result of the early sexual interaction. Instead, people who ended up together after what began as a casual fling seemed predisposed to a lower relationship quality, meaning they hadn't been after a commitment to begin with. So the people who just fall into sex have, that's interesting, a predisposed to a lower quality. I don't know how you define the quality of the relationship. It makes sense because a lot of people entering non-romantic relationships are not looking for relationships, but it's much easier, I think, to have a repeat hookup than to have a one-time thing and keep having different partners and maybe get sucked into a relationship. So they're kind of saying that people get sucked into relationships if they have sex too soon and they're not making a conscious choice about being together. So in the instances where there's a high risk that the person one thinks they're in love with or has sex on the first night is often just interested in sex. So it's saying you should delay sex.
Really?
To have a more satisfying relationship. And you know, as I've gotten older, I believe that there's no reason to have sex the first few dates, first few months even. I have a friend who just waited 2 months from dating a guy before she had sex.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then they had sex and it was amazing. But I feel like...
And then what happened?
They're still together. She's kind of freaking out about some stuff. But anyway, not because of the sex. It has nothing to do with the sex. It's something to do with something else. But that's besides Facebook. The point. Facebook.
Yeah.
But the point is, I've done that. You have a few drinks and you go out with someone the first time and then you have sex. And I'm kind of like, why? It's like eating dessert first. Like going out for a fine meal and ordering the dessert first.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get to enjoy and savor the taste and the flavors of someone? You can fool around, but why jump right into sex the first date or the second date? I don't understand why we do that. And I think a lot of times it's due to drinking or with pressure, or then we'll really connect, but then you end up connecting over sex more than knowing this person. So then we get attracted to someone, women especially get that hormones and they get attracted mm-hmm. to the guy because they had sex with them and they don't really like him. So I say delay it a little.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny?
What?
We've had her on the show, and she's a friend of mine, Steph Dub, and you guys are from the same area.
Michigan?
And she says the same thing. She's like, what happened to courting, you know? What happened to,
exactly.
We go out on dates, and we have fun, and we enjoy each other's company before we go and have sex.
Exactly. Why not just figure it out? I mean, I've had a hard time doing that sometimes. I'm like, oh, damn, why did I sleep with them? But I really, like, lately, I'm just like, you know, what's the rush?
It's just I don't know. It's a time factor for me, too, though.
What do you mean?
Meaning, I
you don't want to spend too much time with someone?
No. Not that I don't want to spend too much time with them. Is I would like to have sex with them right away, just because if I'm trying to court them, I don't know when I'm going to have time to take him out on a date again, you know?
Right.
Because that's happened to me many times, like where I don't hook up with them and I take him out on a date and then we try to plan another date and it just gets canceled because I'm doing something else.
Yeah, but that means you're not really interested. The woman that you're really, really interested in, you're going to make time. And that's how I feel with the guys who's like, oh, I have no time or whatever. The girls have no time. They're not that into you. Because we make time for the people we want to see, Menace. If you really wanted to see her, you would have made time. If it was a priority in your life.
It's a priority. I swear.
I swear. I swear. It's a promise. Okay. One more thing from another sponsor, Adam and Eve. Okay, you guys. Adam and Eve is awesome. They have every sex toy under the sun, and they are having a special deal now for Sex with Emily listeners. They're offering 50% off most items to all of you loyal listeners. They'll even throw in 3 adult DVDs and a free gift, plus free shipping. So just go to adamandeve.com, enter coupon code Emily at checkout. It's an amazing deal. You'll love Adam and Eve. Check them out. And that's what we got for you here on the Sex with Emily show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.